This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is a follow-up in one of the previous questions that we had discussing jinn and possession. Are jinn actually real? A lot of people have a problem believing in that. Are they real? Or are they just spiritual concept?
Jinn is one of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly like humans, exactly like angels, like animals, like many other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wal janna khalaqnahu min qabl in nar as-samum." So the jinn were created from fire, okay? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, angel created from light, jinn created from fire, and Adam created from the what has been prescribed to you, which is the clay. Also, we know that al-jinn are a creation that Iblis, one of them, the shaitan. There is a debate, is shaitan the father of all jinn? Which is Imam Malik rahimahullah leaned towards that. It looks like Sheikh Islam as well. That as Adam, the father of all humans, the shaitan is the father of all jinn. Could be, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ Him and his offsprings and, you know, children. So it looks like the jinn goes back to him. But Allah knows best. I don't know. In any case, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before even that, Al-Quran tell us that in hellfire, the jinn and human will end up in hellfire.
Yeah.
So that means they are going to suffer in hellfire. So that means they are the real, because the suffering in hellfire is real. Also, they speak, they talk, they eat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the shaitan eats and the jinn eats. When you eat with your left hand, they eat with you. But eat, it doesn't necessarily means that they eat in the same way we eat. Like they have a digestive system and they have, you know, for example, mosquito eats, fly eats. They don't eat the way we eat. Bacteria eats. Viruses live on something. It's a living creation. They feed on something, okay? So bacteria, to be specific, they eat in a different ways, in a different system, you know? So don't limit yourself to the world that you are familiar with, but open your horizon to know there is the world is so big and so vast, way bigger than what we know. What we don't know is way much than more than what we know, much bigger than what we know. And this been said, no doubt they are real. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that they have an impact on us, effect on us. And also, they, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them, talked to them. And he said that they have a riding animals. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they have a community, they have a work. But out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, that he made them live in this earth with us, without us seeing them. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ He sees you and his tribe and his kind from a position where you cannot see them. And that's out of Allah's mercy. Yani imagine if we can see the jinn. We will not be able to have this conversation. Can you imagine? I'm looking at you and I see the jinn like next to you, a jinn here, a jinn watching. We'll never be, I'm not going to be able to driving my car in the street, you
there
know?
There are angels with us too, but
yeah, and angels, can you imagine if you see this world, nobody would be able to live. We cannot drive a car in the highway. You know, you passing by, you'll never be able to sleep. Yeah, if you see them, that's out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy.
Yeah.
When there is a little bit of exposure to their existence, it freaks people out. I'm going to be scared for multiple days. You know, so what do you think if we can see them? And that's out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and also shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ability to create a whole entire world you can see.
SubhanAllah.
And if you think this is hard, look at your soul that inside your body, and you know nothing about it. Very little about it. وَمَا أُتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Very little knowledge you have when it comes to the soul. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قَلِ الرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. So, and all this, it shows how limited knowledge we have as a human being. But sometimes human beings, as Allah says, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Human being transgress when they see, when they have more knowledge, they think that they
got it all. Yes.
So just because I know, you know, I have telescopes and I have microscope and I have, you know, ability to travel and they figure out physics and chemistry and some elements in this world, I think I got it. I don't need you, God. You know, I only depends on what I have. Astaghna, I don't need you. No, you need Allah because there's so much in this world you don't know. And that's the beauty of the prophets and messengers to guide us. So don't be arrogant. Know your limit. And true scientists, true scholars, as al-ulama said long time ago, when you, al-ilm three stages, when you reach to the third stage, you realize how ignorant you are. But when we, because you know that this is, there's so much I don't know.
It humbles you.
Yeah. So, that's why al-ulama rahimahullah said, anyone deny the existence of jinn is not a Muslim. If said there's no such thing, then it's just a metaphor or anything of that nature, or just an imaginary creatures. That's not a Muslim. There is a whole surah in Quran called jinn. And the jinn among them Muslim, and among them kafir, among them righteous, among them fasiq, among them fair and just, and among them who are transgressor. It's like humans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made this earth for them, and they will be live in it, die in it, resurrect in it, and we are going to see them in the Day of Judgment. And we will see, they will be judged like us in the Day of Judgment, because also they have messengers sent to them through history. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger who was sent to both humans and jinn, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the issue of possession, can they possess humans or not? There is a consensus among Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, yes. We don't say the one who denied is kafir, but we use mubtadi', innovator, misguided, dhal. But it is not something that leads to kufr, as the ulama rahimahullah said, but it leads to bid'ah. And there is overwhelming evidence that from the Quran and Sunnah and from reality shows that possession can happen, and nothing logically can prevent that. But a lot of people exaggerate. A lot of people contribute everything to possession of jinn and stuff like that. That led some people to find, to say, no, this is not true. Like, out of, I would say, 100, there will be maybe one or two cases true. Case, because very rare to happen for this overlapping to take place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and guide us. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina.
Barakallahu feek, Shaykh. Jazakumullah khair.